Oh, no. V7KHB, 7HW. Good afternoon, Alfred. No, sitting in my chair, just looking at stuff to put in my radio. What you talked about? Yeah, well, while you're at it, bring yourself a second battery. Tape it up, just bring yourself a pocket knife and tape it on with Gorilla Tape. You know, because you don't need it till you need it. No, no, you do have a second battery. No, pull my leg. Yeah, why did you have the problem last time? You said you topped it up, but you didn't really top it up. What was the issue? Yeah, well, you do it good, or put the second battery or whatever, so we can go wherever we want to go. Well, of course, the meaty one. Well, I could cover that up. No, you have the 878, do you? Have you ever listened to the trains? Did you get a squealing noise when you listen to trains? Because my 890 does not squeal, because it says they updated something. They got rid of that problem. Do you have that problem when you listen to trains? Because I'd heard Wolford with his, and his did the same thing. And I take mine, it doesn't squeal on amateur radio, because it's somehow the direct mixing. And it says the 890 went and got rid of that problem. They made it work good on when you listen to trains. Because it's some kind of mixing. It's almost like an AM carrier, and it has this high pitch whine every time they key up. When on the 890, it's just perfect. Well, I don't think it squeals here, but as soon as they get over there, I don't know if it's something that they're transmitting over there and it's mixing within the radio, then it doesn't. I don't know. It makes your brain weary when you keep on hearing that high pitch every time they key up. I don't like it. Um, No, it doesn't do it on my 890. It doesn't do it. Oh, one of the guy, I could think I'm on low power here. One of the guys, he stopped. He was driving around one of the white trucks in the yard there. He gave me his phone number, and he said he had some old train radios and he wanted to reprogram them for hunting frequencies. But I said I don't have the software that you guys got to do it. I think they're made by Kenwood or whatever. But and I said I can't do it. Yeah, no, but as soon as he's one of the top guys, and he was talking to me through the fence, and he gave me his phone number. I got his phone number, and he has a couple of lots of their old radios, and he wanted to reprogram on them. But I said I don't have the software for programming that stuff. I'm not going to pay it because it would cost me money. Well, hang on, I'll grab the phone. No, these are not amateur radios. He wants to reprogram the train radio for something else. Just hang on, I'll just grab the... I'll find the guy's number. Hang on. I gotta get the guy's number. And hang on, I'll find it. Just on key, just hang on. Oh, I have a question for you. Could hams cheat? These guys got caught for cheating like that before, pretending like they're in such and such. When I looked him up, he was in Tennessee, but I think he might have been coming out of British Columbia. I know. I'll hop. Hang on. I can find out. He had a full letter to call. Hang on. I'm going to use my first finger to do my fingerprint. Hang on. Okay, here's his call. Whiskey Victor 4 Papa. Whiskey 4. No, Whiskey Papa. But I don't know. Maybe he has a Canadian call sign that I don't know about. But Whiskey Victor 4 Papa. I don't know, because he was the only station, and I heard him call all these other stations answer him. Well, I looked in the woods. I thought maybe he's cheating through a such and such a local club up here, maybe. Okay, what was the question I asked before that, before I threw it in? I didn't, because I only heard him. And he heard me, like right away, he heard me. He's like, I don't know about that. Oh, hang on, yeah. Okay, hang on. I gotta find this guy's number, because I'll see all the messages he asked me, and I'll give you the bottom of the numbers when I find it. He was an East Indian guy, so I gotta find him by that name. So just hang on, I gotta find the name, because I run into it. I just gotta find it. I don't know. Recent or whatever, hang on. I'll undo the mic. I'll find, I'll let you know. He's pretty high up. He's one of the, he told me what he was and what he does. Just hang on. When I find it, I'll give you the phone number. Rana? It looks like Rana. Yeah, no, he was talking to me for quite a while there. Hang on. I'm going to find the numbers. It's a Kenwood V2 something. Hang on, I'm going to find it. They are railroad radios. So I answered him back. V2, hang on, I gotta find the whole thing.